Okay, let's get started with our discussion tonight of the sources of heat. Again, this is a huge topic. You see, I have a lot of marmacomas in front of you. We'll try to do, I'm not going to do all of them, just cook, get, do some of the highlights. And again, a lot of these dafim that we're discussing in Parakira, daf lametes, daf mem aleph, all of these, this is one of the main source in Hilchos Shabbos for Bishul of sources of heat. So we'll start from the most chamor and we'll get to the most kal. And hopefully along the way we'll talk about some other related topics. So first of all, we know the malacha of Bishul B'Shabbos is defined as cooking something through a medium of fire on Shabbos. That is the malacha of Bishul B'Shabbos. Fire doesn't have to be actual fire. It can be something halachically that's called fire also. But any of that, cooking in fire is Aser D'Oraisa on Shabbos, and cooking in something that is a tolda of fire, toldas esh, is also Aser D'Oraisa on Shabbos. Right, it doesn't have to be cooking in the fire. If I have, well, we'll see, a pot that used to be on the fire, and now it's off the fire, and I put something that was never cooked before into that pot, right, the fire is not there anymore. Right, it's just the toldas esh, but if I put a little cold water into that sholent that's off the fire, that's Bishul D'Oraisa. If it's still hot enough. So again, Eish and Toldus Eish, that is for sure Aser D'Oraisa. We're going to talk tonight about are the Kalim that are involved. Kalim that are involved in this process. Again, starting with the most Chamor. The different levels of Kalim, let's just list them. Overall, if you look in source number 3, the Shmir Shabbos notes, in the beginning of Hilchos Bishul, in Yisr Bishul B'Shabbos, Yishla Havdil, Bein Kalim Shonim Uvulot Shonot. There's a different list of Kalim, and everything we're talking about tonight obviously has applications in other areas as well. Hilchos Kashrus, Hilchos Basar B'Chalav, other areas, Bishul Akum. There are many issues, but we're going to focus on Hilchos Shabbos. Again, there are some parallels in other areas of Halacha and some differences, but we're going to focus on Hilchos Shabbos. So, Shmir Shabbos, Kli Rishon. First, let's define the Kalim, and then we'll talk about what the Halacha is with all of the Kalim. Number one, Kli Rishon. What is a Kli Rishon? Nikra HaKli Shabon Izbashel HaTavshil. The Kli that was cooked in. Right, anything that the food was cooked in, that is a Kli Rishon. A pot on the fire is a Kli Rishon. Even a pot that was on the fire, that was removed from the fire, that is still a Kli Rishon. There's Kli Rishon Al Ha'esh, and there's a Kli Rishon Shehusar, that was removed from the fire. It's both a Kli Rishon. If you have a hot water urn that plugs into the wall, that is a Kli Rishon Al Ha'esh. If you have a crock pot, the insert is a Kli Rishon Al Ha'esh. Right? All of those are Kli Rishons. Anything that the food was cooked in, Afilu Eino Omeidot Al Gabi Ha'esh, even if it's not on the fire anymore. If it's still on the fire, so then it's even more chamor, but even if it's off the fire, as long as it's still, as we have said in today's daf, as long as it's still yatzel edispo, so hot that my hand would recoil, that a baby's stomach would be burnt, whatever the shear is, so that is still considered a kli rishon. That is the most chamor. Going now, the next step down from kli rishon, which happens to come up on Wednesday's daf, not tomorrow's daf, and that is irui kli rishon. Before you get the kli sheni, pouring from a kli rishon onto an item. If I have a tea bag in my cup and I put that under the faucet of the urn and I open the faucet so it hits the tea bag before it hits the kli, that's not kli sheni yet, as we'll see, but that's irui, that's pouring from a kli rishon directly onto the item. That is a separate category of halacha. Irui kli rishon. Number two. Third step. A ladle. We'll talk about a ladle, hopefully. As Hashem, we'll hopefully get to it. Irui kli rishon. That was number two. Next. Let's say I didn't put the tea bag in, but first the liquid hit the cup, and then I want to put something in there. So that's a kli sheni. Once it's already in a kli that was the food was not cooked in. That's the definition of a kli sheni. A kli that the kli rishon was emptied into. That is a kli sheni. Just to mention, we might not get back to this later, so I'll mention it now. The Chazon Ish has a little different definition of kli rishon and kli sheni. He has a tremendous chumrah where he says a kli sheni is only a kli that was poured into from a kli rishon that was off the fire. If when you poured from the kli rishon into the kli sheni, the kli rishon was still on the fire, so then that second kli is still called a kli rishon too. It was mechuber to the fire. And that's why, for example, if you have a cup that you open up the urn faucet and it goes into the cup, that cup, according to the Chazon Ish, is a kli rishon. The Minhag HaOlam is to treat that as a kli sheni. once the neat soak, once the flow stops. But that's the chumer of the Chazon Ish. You'd have to have another step in order to be considered a klisheni, because he holds if it's all connected to the flame, so then it is still called a kli rishon. So you have kli sheni, then you have irui kli sheni, and then finally there is kli shlishi, which hopefully Beis Hashem will get to as well. Okay, these are all of the levels. Let's talk about each one of them. Kli rishon. So kli rishon, as we said, is a container in which the food or the liquid was cooked in or heated in. So this is bishul da'oraisa. Kli rishon is subject to bishul da'oraisa. Shulchan Aruch says this explicitly. Kli rishon pirish. Kli shemishtamish bo ala eish. Afilu la'achar shehevi ru'me ala eish. Mevashel kozman shayatzo ledes bo. A kli rishon, or as we'll see, items that have the status of a kli rishon, cook mida oraisa as long as they are still yatzo ledes bo. Lefichach aser litin letocho tavlin. If it's still in the kli rishon that's boiling, let's say I want to put something that was baked. Let's say I want to put baked croutons. I'm going to serve soup, so I want to serve baked croutons in it, not fried croutons, because fried gets into the issues of already cooked and ein bishul achar bishul, which is not our topic tonight. But if it's baked, we paskin that there is cooking after baking, could be on a daraisa level. So if I have baked croutons, like those cubes of challah croutons, if they are baked, and I want to put them in the soup. So most of the time, it's in my bowl on the table. So that's already at least a klisheni, maybe even more, as we'll see. But let's say I want to put it into the soup pot before I serve it. So I take the soup pot off of the fire, and I put it in. That could be a serious ishul of bishul, because yesh bishul achar afiyah, right, which is, again, not on topic there, but I'm putting it in. That's a kli rishon. That's cooking in the kli rishon. That is the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Shid Yud Ches. That is a clear. The one exception to the rule of Kli Rishon is, the Shulchan Aruch quotes it as well, based on the Gemara, if I'm pouring in a very large amount of something cold so that it'll end up being lukewarm, and I'm totally taking the heat, taking the chom out of the Kli Rishon, so then that is something that would be mutter. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Simin Shid Yud Ches, Sif Yud base. So if Yud base, mechab shepen men mayim b'chamin, mutter litain l'tocho mayim tsonein, merubin, kidei lahavshiran. If you're putting in a lot of cold, so then one would be able to be mekel there. But that is clear. So that's the initial hits. So we're going to talk about that a little bit in the daf tomorrow. But as long as you're doing it as one fell swoop, that seems like halacha l'maisa, one doesn't have to worry about it. One doesn't have to worry about that initial shock of that first drop that hits if you stop time. Seems like one doesn't have to worry about it as long as you do it in one action. So that's Kli Rishon, not much to talk about. Kli Rishon is Mevashel. Anything that was not cooked that is in a Kli Rishon is Bishul Daraisa. Let's go down one step. Again, something that's going to come up in the daf in 2 days, but let's just get to the major issues. Irui Kli Rishon. Pouring from a Kli Rishon. So what do we paskin? So that is Tosfos and Shabbos Daf Mem Beis. In source number 7, you have it. And there are 3 different shitas in the Rishonim. 3-way machlokas. Whatever you say, you have somebody to rely on. Do we say Iri Kli Rishon has the status of a Kli Rishon exactly? Meaning before it hits the walls of the Kli Sheni, it's called a Kli Rishon. And therefore, if I pour from the urn onto a teabag, onto anything, that's as if I'm putting the teabag in the Kli Rishon. So that's one option. Or the other extreme is it's a Kli Sheni. Maybe it's like a Kli Sheni because once it's out of the walls of the Kli Rishon, it's called a Kli Sheni. Do I say that? Or do I have a middle approach? Let's see what Tosfos says. Tosfos quotes, or this Tosfos appears in 3 or 4 places in Shas. Shabbos and Chulin are 2 of the major ones. But he says right here, he quotes Rabbeinu Shmuel, the Rashbam holds, Lakula, Iru is Kli Sheni. The first couple of skinny lines. Ulari Nire, Tiri Kli Rishon. Machlokas Rashbam and the Ri, whether it's Kli Sheni, Kli Rishon, we don't paskin like either of them. We paskin like the middle approach. If you look at the last 2 skinny lines, Ela Vade Lo Mavashel Ela Kidei Klipa. We paskin that Iri Kli Rishon cooks the outer layer of whatever it is hitting. Whatever it is hitting. Meaning, so Lemaise, if nothing is cooked, so then it's going to cook the outer layer, so it's still Bishul. But that is what we paskin. That's what the Ramah quotes in Yaradeya. in Siman Tzadik Beis that Iri Kikli Risha. So if you pour onto a solid, that is a problem. The Poskim quote, let's say somebody wants to warm up a baby bottle. You have milk in a bottle and it's freezing. You take it out of the fridge and you want to warm it up. So how do you warm it up? So if I put it into a Kli Rishon, that's cooking the milk in a Kli Rishon, assuming pasteurization is Yish Bishal Achar Bishal anyway when it comes to liquids. But how do you warm up a baby bottle? A mile out, so in a klisheni, we'll get to it. What about Iru? What if, can I put the bottle under the faucet of the urn? So the poskim say mutter. Why? Because it's mavashal kadei klipa, the outer layer. The outer layer is the plastic bottle, which is not getting cooked. And the mavashal kadei klipa, one would be allowed to do that in that case. That works.
According to the Rashbam.
Mm-hmm. So according to the Rashbam, it's klisheni.
No, so according to... I'm sorry,
to the Ri, it's a Kli Rishon.
It's Kli Rishon,
it'll be Yasser.
So if you, in case you gave, if you cooked from the tea bag somehow, or
right.
Something cold from the tea bag, according to the Ri, you'd be Yasser.
Pouring something onto something is just like putting it into.
No, the object is...
But no, I'm saying, but the object...
The object still keeps...
I'm not sure if that...
Doesn't, according to Reed, the object still becomes... No, I
don't know if the object stays the Kli Rishon, but at least the act of pouring is considered as if you're cooking the object with Kli Rishon status. I don't know if the object itself becomes... Like, let's say if the item you cooked is still boiling hot, we're going to get to what about solid items on in... Later, Kalem. We're going to talk about that, Hashem. But I don't know. At least for now, at least the act of the Irui causes the force and the heat to have the status of Kli Rishon. Good. So this is all in terms of Irui pouring onto solids. There's an outer layer. What about pouring onto liquids? There is no outer layer when it comes to liquids. So what do we say in that case? Right? The Irui, let's say I'm doing Irui onto liquid. So... There is no outer layer. So if you look in the Ran, in Masechet Shabbos, the Ran, so I gave it to you in Source 15, the Ran says there that when it comes to liquids, it's not cooking at all because it automatically gets dispersed in the liquid, right? When it hits, there's no outer layer. We possibly, let's say it hits the outer layer, that's going to cook it. That's only if there's a solid outer layer to be cooked. But if it's liquid, where it's all going to get mixed in right away, so then there's no problem. He gives us a pshat in the Gemara on Daf Mem Beis. Lefishe miskarin bi'iruyan u'misarvim mamish b'toch atzonin v'in koch b'hen levashel afilu b'bon mikli rishon. If you're, even from you're pouring from a Kli Rishon onto liquids, this is not a problem because it would be, there's no stable surface, for it to hit. That is the Kula. Iri Kli Rishon is only Kli, only Mevashel, Kadei Klipa, the outer layer, only if it hits solids and not liquids. One caveat though. What if, the Ron's case is that it's mixing into a nice big, cool liquid, and therefore it's going to, not have the status of cooking. But what if it is going to, all, the whole mixture that you're doing the Iri Kli Rishon into of liquid is going to end up Yatzo Ledesbo. Do you also have the Kula of the Ran? For example, let's say you had a cup of tea and you have a little bit left in the bottom of the cup. And you want to get a second cup of tea. Do you have to pour out what's in the bottom cup? Do you have to pour out what's in the bottom of your cup? What if you, you have a couple drops left. You have to dry it. You have to make sure it's dry. This is our issue. Irui, we're going to pour Irui Kli Rishon onto liquid. The Ran said it's mutter. But is that mutter only because it's going to be misarev and the whole thing is going to be cooled off eventually? Or is it because liquid is liquid and you have the kula anyway? So this is a major discussion in the poskim. The Mishnah Berurah, the Piskei Tshuvas I gave you in Surah 17, they all talk about the last few drops in the cup. You have to be worried about those last few drops. Some posts can note that you don't want to just say, okay, be machmer, dry it out, because if you're going to stick the towel or the thing inside, it might be a kula, that's chumra, that's really kula, because you're going to do schita on the paper towel or whatever you're putting in there. So, is this something that we have to be worried about? So, I gave you a bunch of different sources related to this. Lemaisa, it seems that if there's a couple of drops, one doesn't have to be worried about it. It's lo nichale, I don't care about it, at least lo ichbasle. And these drops were already cooked. So there are rishonim already that hold ein bishul achar bishul, period, even by liquid. So we're machmir to assume that if it's cooled off totally, so there is bishul achar bishul. If it's not cooled off totally, then you also have the kula. Don't worry about it. But even if it has cooled off totally, there's only a few drops here. And irui, according to the Ran, it doesn't only apply to solid and doesn't apply to liquids. And you don't really care about it. So there are a number of kulas that one doesn't have to make themselves crazy to make sure that it's all, dried out. If there's cold, if you washed out your cup, let's say you wanted to rinse out your cup, cold water, to make yourself a cup of tea, there that's an issue, because there's no ein bishul achar bishul, there's cold water from the tap. So that's more of an issue, you have to be worried about that water, from Iri Kli Rishon. But if it's already, it's from the first cup of tea, which the was already cooked, that water, so then it wouldn't be a problem. Well, don't have to worry. There are enough yishmak and mahakel. You could shake it out a little bit, knock it out, but to make yourself crazy that it's totally dry, one doesn't have to be worried about it. By the way, it doesn't only come up with a cup of tea, right? What happens if I'm ladling soup? We'll get to the ladle. Better show what the status of the ladle is. But let's say I'm ladling soup, so I take the ladle, I put it into the Kli Rishon, I pour it into the bowl, and now I'm putting back, let's say I wait a few seconds, I'm asking, oh, what do you want in your soup? Right, so I feel that it's like a minute or two. So now I'm putting my wet ladle back into the soup.
Is it a clear
shaming? We're going to talk about what status the ladle has. But the pot, the pot, let's say it was... What?
Half from Anesh.
Even if it's not ala ish, it's still clear shown. Shehu semi ala ish. Same thing.
The fire works the same temperature.
What? If you move it off the fire, it's still boiling hot, it's still yatsol lettuce, but you can still be subject to bishul daraisa. Doesn't matter if it's on the fire. On the fire or off the fire is just important for something, for a chumra of a kolbo in terms of stirring on the fire. It's a chumra that we're makbid on, not to stir while something's on the fire, even if it's fully cooked. But that's the minhag that the poskim quote. But in terms of cooking, but what? We don't dry the ladle between every spoonful. Why? Because we rely on this. First of all, it's probably still hot. If it's still hot, then there's everybody, even the Ramah, even the Ashkenazic custom is ein bishul achar bishul if it's not hot. But let's say, people, you're going for the second rounds of soup. So everybody finished their soup, so now you're going to, who wants seconds? Who wants the other? So you're going to fill it up again. So now the lidl might not be hot anymore. Might not be hot anymore. But who dry people? So the minhag olam is not to worry about it. Why? Because of the same kula here. That A, the Ran, B, Ein Bishul Achar Bishul was ready cooked already. If you die in three, you don't have to worry so much about a couple of drops that are already cooked. Okay, either way, that was all Irui Kli Rishon. Now we get to what we discussed a little bit on today's daf. And that was Shabbos daf Mem, Kli Sheni Eino Mevashel. Four words. Kli Sheni does not cook. So what does that mean, and is it Lamaisa? So first of all, what does it mean? Kli Sheni doesn't cook. Why not? You could have a Kli Sheni that's even hotter than a Kli Rishon. You could have a Kli Rishon, the pot of soup that you took off the fire, you waited 10 minutes, so it's still Yatzo Ledesbo, it's still burning hot, it's not as hot as it was on the fire. And you could have another case where you empty that pot into a tureen immediately, and in the tureen it's boiling hot, it's even hotter than the other case. A Kli Sheni can be even hotter than a Kli Rishon. And yet the Gemara says Kli Sheni in a Mevashel. Why?
Why would a Kli Sheni be hot?
Why would it ever be hot? Let's say my wife doesn't bring the pot of soup to the table. We have a soup tureen. She doesn't want to carry all the bowls because it's dangerous for the kids. So what do? We have a nice Shabbos soup tureen. Right after you take the soup off of whatever the heat element, you pour the whole thing into a soup tureen.
That's a cliche.
Right. And you bring that to the table.
Cool.
And that is boiling. Right. It cools.
Why is that hotter than the...
I'm saying, but let's say, not hotter at that moment, but let's say... Take that case. The temperature that tureen is right after I pour it in.
Is
it less than 10-15 minutes after the pot is already cool, but it's still Yatzo Ledesbo?
No, it's cool.
As long as it's Yatzo Ledesbo, it's considered a Kli Rishon.
Right, but once you move it into the Kli...
Kli Sheni.
The Kli Sheni, it's...
It could be
physically cooler.
It is physically cooler than it was 10 seconds ago. That's true.
Yes, but
it could still be hotter than a Kli Rishon that was taken off the fire 10 minutes ago, which still has the status of a Kli Rishon, if it's still Yatzo Ledesbo.
Right.
A kli rishon, as long as it's yatzel ledus.
Not that kli rishon.
But so this kli rishon that I have here is less in temperature than this soup tureen.
Your kli sheni is always related to your kli rishon.
No, it could be any. If I have, let's say I have two cases. Why is it? We're talking about here. Kli rishon is mavashel. Kli sheni is not mavashel. Even though the question is, a kli sheni could be less, could be more, higher temperature than a kli rishon.
Right. Okay.
So that's
are you always relating the kli sheni to the
its
kli,
why?
To its kli sheni?
Why? No. The question is about even not the question. Not the question is why is a kli sheni not mavashel if it could even be hotter than a kli rishon.
Right.
That's the question.
But yatzel ledabo is always defined as kli rishon.
No. A kli rishon as long after you take it off the fire, how long does it retain the status of kli rishon? As long as it's still yatzel ledabo. Why not yatzel ledesbo? It's not kli rishon anymore. But that's the cutoff. How long is a kli rishon that was removed from the fire called a kli rishon? Yatzel ledesbo. So the question that the Rishonim asked, Tosfos asked, Tosfos in there, Shabbos Daf Mem, Source 27, Tema, Maishna kli sheni mi kli rishon. What's the difference? De yatzel ledesbo, afil kli sheni nami. Right? If it's yatzel ledesbo, even a kli sheni. Vin ein yatzel ledesbo, afil kli rishon nami in a mavashel. Vye shlomar, so this is what Tosfos says, and we got to figure out what Tosfos means. The Yesh Lomar, Lefisha Kli Rishon, Mitoch She'amad Al Ha'or, since the Kli Rishon was on the fire, Dof Nosav Chamin, its walls retain heat. Umachzik Chomo Zman Meruba, V'lakach Nasnu Boshir, T'kod Lash Yatzel Edes Bo Aser, Ava B'Kli Sheni, Ava Gav Yatzel Edes Bo Mutter, She'ein Dof Nosav Chamin, V'holech u'miskarer. Meaning, Tosva says, kli rishon and kli sheni are not defined by temperature, but by direction that the temperature is going in. Kli rishon, Tosva says, it's retaining the heat. It was on the fire, so it's like heating. It's in heating mode.
That's the only way it's alayish.
What? It's like Hatmana. Right, so even when it's taken off the fire, Tosa seems to say, but once the walls have that element of heating, you're right, it's at least maybe stable. It's not in a cooling stage directly. Unlike Kli Sheni, where you put something from the Kli Rishon in, it's cold walls immediately. Like you said, right when the soup hits that tureen, it's cooling. It's cooling in a positive way. There's friction here between the food and the walls. Kli Rishon shoots on my legs. There's no friction. It just has stopped heating from the element and is going to start cooling. But there's nothing active that is acting against the food. That's what Tosa says. Difference in Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni, direction versus temperature. Then in the Ar Sameach, he has a little different lumdis. Again, they're both halachic definitions because that's what it seems to be. The Ar Sameach in the Hilchos Shabbos says, well, maybe it's just that it's too far removed from the source. It's like tolda de toldas esh. It's too far removed. Not like, let's say, a covered fire. That's not tolda de toldas. That's esh. It's just a covered fire. That's a covered fire. You're still cooking from the esh itself, just in an indirect way, if you have two pots on top of each other. So for bishul d'oraisa, if something is uncooked there, that's esh. That's not toldas de toldas esh. But here, it's too far removed, he says. Mikol makom, al tolda shel atolda, I'm on the left side, kimo davar shenischamim b'mayim, shehuchmu min ha'ish, kagon barzel gives an example, patur davi tolda de tolda. And he relates this to kol ha-Torah kula principles, when it's too indirect. Koach kocho, when it comes into Hilchas nizikin, tolda de tolda, right, different elements, different state. But either way, both, Tosfos and the Rishonim, and the Arsameach and the Achronim, are struggling because they know this is a difficult principle. Why should there be a difference? If you go by temperature, should it make a difference how many kalim it is? But that's the Gemara. Kli Rishon versus Kli Sheni.
So according to Yerushalmi, a Kli Rishon that's not Alaish.
Kli Rishon that's not Alaish.
Seems to be a Tolada. But it's a Tolada.
It's still Toldas, yeah.
Right.
For sure,
it's from a svara standpoint, where you might, you know,
right from a svara, but
be mechalik and say that a kli rishon is still from a
right, but by definition, nobody's gonna say that.
It seems that the svara.
No, it's calling it toldas esh, but I don't think it means tolda in the av and tolda sense of the word. Tolda here just means product of. Right, not in the category of, I see where you're going, but I don't think we'll go that far. The Chazon Ish that I mentioned to you before is there in footnote 32, 32 in the footnote in the Shira Shabbos, Shamati B'Shem HaChazon Ish, in terms of the definition between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni, if the Kli Rishon is still connected to the fire, when you pour it into the Kli Sheni, that Kli Sheni is still called a Kli Rishon. He quotes that it's against all the poskim. But that is just to be aware of. So, Kli Sheni Eino Mivashel. So, do we pass in this way? Do we hold this way? Yeah, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Kli Sheni Mivashel. But it's not really Sol Lamaisa. Why isn't it Sol Lamaisa? Again, there are a couple of exceptions, but the main one is the Mishnah actually that came up on yesterday's Daf, and that is what is known as Kalei Bishel. If you look in the Mishnah, source number 40, the Mishnah in Shabbos Kuf Memhei, which is also quoted earlier in our third parak, the Mishnah says that anything that was cooked before Shabbos, then no problem on the Daraisa level with cooking it on Shabbos. On a Daraisa level, if something is pre-cooked, I'm allowed to put it on a fire on Shabbos, on a Daraisa level. Except for Medichno Zabacham and Shabbos, Chutz Min Hamaliach Hayashon V'Dagam HaMeluchin V'Chulu Shehadachas and Zuhi Gemar Malachton. If something was uncooked, I could heat it up a little bit, but I can't do something more serious with it, except these types of items, because just like sprinkling hot water on these items, that cooks them. This is the category that's known as Kalei Bishel, items that cook very easily, very quickly, and the poskim say, what are these examples? Like salted fish and little fish. We don't know what the rules of the categories are, so therefore, unless we know otherwise, we are machmer to assume that most things in the world are Kalei Bishel. And therefore the principle of Kli Sheni Einu Mevashel doesn't really help us so much, because we assume that unless we know otherwise, everything is going to be Kali Bishel. This is not only, there's not a new Chumrah. The Yireim, the Talmud of Lazmi Met, the Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam, in Source 42, he already says this. We don't know what Kali Bishel are, and therefore, you know, better to be safe and not cook anything in a Kli Sheni.
But Spanish, because why is it Kali specific? Spanish mackerel is pretty specific.
We don't know what that's how one of the translations are. But if you look in the Mishnah, what is maliach yashan, old salted fish? We don't know exactly what type of fish it is. And the other examples, kulyas ispanin. So we can suggest what they are. But even if it's one example, we don't know what are the characteristics of this example that would apply to other food.
Because it needs less to cook it.
And therefore, it works better for Tosfos as far than the Arsameachs. I will agree with you that if it's an issue of too distant from the fire, so you should say, halachically, it's not called Bishel. According to Tosfos, you might say that even if it's going in the other direction, these foods don't need so much to be cooked. And therefore, even if it's going in the other direction, Kli Sheni is going to be strong enough to cook it.
According to that Svara, then there's always a concept of Bishel. It doesn't matter what number it is.
Well, we're going to see. One second. We're going to see. So that is Kli Sheni. And again, this is something that is Lamaisa. Is Lamaisa. That's why we generally try not to cook in a Kli Sheni if we don't need to. Next. Okay, I'll give you a couple of sources related to tea. That's why, by the way, we don't put tea in a Kli Sheni, tea bag, because we assume tea is Kali Bishel, according to Rove. There's a Misora from Reb Chaim. The Reb Chaim thought tea was not Kali Bishel. Okay, so if somebody is a Salvechik and somebody has that Misora, family Misora, they can do what they want. But in general, most posts can assume that tea leaves are Kali Bishel, and therefore one should not put them into a Kli Sheni, which we assume not like the Chazon Ish. The first cup that you get out of the urn, that's a Kli Sheni. Not to put the tea bag into there because of Kali Bishel. Again, there's a... We'll get to that soon. Before we get to Kli Shlishi, just one... just to mention it, again, it's a huge discussion, which again we'll talk about over the next couple of days. The question before about a ladle. What status does a ladle have? We're talking about a Kli Sheni. A ladle in Svara is very hard to pin down. A ladle, let's say you take your pot of soup off of the fire, and you have it on a trivet, and you're serving from the pot of soup. So the ladle is something that goes into a Kli Rishon, and it gets heated by the Kli Rishon. But then it comes out, and it pours into the bowl. So what is a ladle? Is it a Kli Rishon? Is it a Kli Sheni? It goes into the Kli Rishon. So what is it considered? Major machlokas haposkim. What is considered? Meaning, what is my bowl? The nafka mina is, what is my bowl? If my ladle is a Kli Rishon, then my bowl is a Kli Sheni, and I have to be worried about putting my challah into my bowl, because my challah was baked, and my bowl has burning hot soup. And if I put the challah, that's Bishol Achar Afia. And if my bowl is a Kli Sheni, and Kali Bishol, and it's, so that's a big worry. Anything that was not cooked yet. Again, croutons, the little soup nuts, that's deep fried, that's called cooked in halacha, and no problem, that's called cooked already. Ain bishol achar bishol, no problem. But anything baked, challah, baked croutons, noodles are not a problem either, because noodles are baked, and you can put, and noodles are cooked, and cooked already. But what's the halacha? So this is a major machlokas, the Taz in Yoredeya. It's in Yoredeya. In Siman Tzadik Beis, the Taz quotes the Maharil that assumes that a ladle is like a, there's a big Taz there, a ladle is like a Kli Sheni. A ladle is like a Kli Sheni, you have this big Taz, unless, the Maharil says, you leave the ladle in to start steaming. If you dafka leave the ladle in until the ladle starts steaming itself, you don't just go back and forth and back and forth, so then maybe it has a Kli Rishon. But Me'ikar Adin, if you just serve normally, the Maharil assumes that it is a Kli Sheni, and the Taz is not happy about this. The Taz asks many questions on the Maharil, but Tamahati Ma'od al Zeh, Tava'odo Kli Rishon, a Kli Azeh Shetochei Bo Gamu Kli Rishon. When it goes into the Kli Rishon, why doesn't that get the status of a Kli Rishon? It's in the Kli Rishon! It's there, it's hot, it's holding the same food. The Heich Nomar Kan, Shek Shemotzi, a Kli Sheshoe, if you take it out, all of a sudden it loses the status of a Kli Rishon? So the Maharil will say, yes, because the food wasn't cooked in this. But the Taz is upset about it. This is the major machlokas between the Taz and the Maharil. If you look in the Mishnah Brura, two different places, the Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss points us out, the steer in the Mishnah Brura. Because in one place the Mishnah Brura says that the ladle is called a Kli Rishon, like the Taz. And elsewhere, the Mishnah Berurah quotes that your bowl is called a Kli Shlishi. So which is it? So the Minchas Yitzchak assumes it's a Sveika Dedina. And therefore, regarding the ladle, Kli Rishon or Kli Sheni, you have to be Machmir. Assume it's like a Kli Rishon. Regarding the bowl, Kli Sheni or Kli Shlishi, you can assume Lekula.
So you're saying if some reason you would need to cook from the...
They should be machmir. But regarding the bowl, it could be called a Kli Shlishi. So that lamaisa, that's what we assume. Matzah, putting matzah into your soup. Right? Give me matzah into your soup, assuming you bruk, right? So then can you put matzah into one soup? So again, lamaisa, from this Minchas Yisrael, one would be able to, because we passing that the bowl is called a Kli Shlishi, even if the ladle itself, we have to be machmir, and that is called a Kli Rishon. Good. One other point before we get to Kli Shlishi, just two more points for the night. And that is the one that we're about to get to and the Kli Shlishi. The next point to talk about is Dovar Gush. What is that? That is a Maharshal. The Yamshal Shlomo you see on the next page, which again is source number one because I put two Shirim together here. The Maharshal says everything that we've been talking about, but Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni has to do with what did Tosfos say the Svar for Kli Sheni was, where the walls affect the item that's in it. But let's say I have a glob of chalent, thick chalent. Let's say I have a baked potato. I take my baked potato from the Kli Rishon, or I take my glob of chalent, I put it on my plate. You're going to tell me that the walls are cooling off my chalent? The walls have nothing to do with my chalent. It's a solid item. Says the Maharshal, everything that we have been talking about is only having to do with liquids or loose items that take upon themselves the shape, will you say, of the container. But if it's a Dover Gush, it's called a Kli Rishon, even if it's on the 10th plate. That's the Chumrah of the Maharshal. Aval Chatich has Basar, a piece of meat, o dag, o orez, even rice, he says. Mishar Shema'arin Heim Cham Minakadera Imayatso Ledesbo Dino Kikli Rishon. And the Shach quotes this Marshal in Yoredeya and Simon Kofhei. Dover Gush. It's called the Dover Gush. The Dino Olo Kikli Rishon. It's like a Kli Rishon. He quotes Tosfos. Tosfos is Chiluk about the Tefanos Makaros don't apply. That's right. It doesn't apply to a Kli Rishon. And therefore, the Marshal and the Shach quotes the Marshal. He assumes Lahachmir to consider a Dover Gush. And this would be very lamaisa. Before we get to the case, the Ramah, though, seems to be mekel. So the Ramah seems to be mekel. So, yesh makom lahakel, the Ramah, and Simon Sadek Dalet is mekel by a slab of meat. To not consider it a kli rishon. So he doesn't say, it doesn't make a big deal about it. Dover Gush is not a kli rishon, but the Ramah seems to assume that there is no chumrah of Dover Gush. The Mishnah Berurah is machmir, lechatchila d'or, hashochet is machmir. Again, where does this come up? Shabbos day, I take chalent on my plate, and also on my plate I have coleslaw, and I have lettuce, and I have vegetables that are uncooked. You got to have a mechitza between your chalent and your plate. Got to have a mechitza. Put a piece of kugel there. Usually the kugel is not so burning hot. So put a piece of kugel in between. Because if your chalent touches your lettuce, and the chalent, according to the, if it's thick, if it's loose chalent, then it's going to, then it's, we're not talking about that. But if it's thick chalent, if it's a piece of potato, if it's a piece of meat, then the marshal, the shach, says, Yesh lahachmir, you gotta be worried about that. You gotta have a, unless the chalent's already cooled off by the time it gets to your plate. But if it's still burning your hot yatzo lettuce bowl, it could be that it's gonna be cooled off. Well, maybe it's in the serving bowl, it's still hot. By the time it comes to your plate, it can be cool. But, if it is lamite, if it is still burning hot, one should be careful. Rosh Shlomo Zalman, I gave it to you, Rosh Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman in the footnote, in source number 9, he says, or pickle! Pickles, coleslaw, anything, gotta be careful. So Rav Shlomo Zalman in the footnote says, b'di'evet, it's lo nichale, you don't want it to get hot, and it's a machlokes marshal on the Ramah, ain't a miskaven, and it gets ruined, and it's misasik. So based on like six different sneefim together, don't make such a big deal about it. Right? We don't have to scream if we see somebody's chalent running over. Well, once it's running over, then you don't have the problem. It's only once it, if it's touching it. Right, if it slides over, then you already have the plate, that's klisheni, that's makaros. So therefore it wouldn't be a problem. But either way, this is something to be aware of in terms of davar gush. Or, so others, let's say somebody wants to add a little, somebody has a potato, a baked potato, whatever it is, to put a little margarine on a potato. Again, a potato might be a davar gush. So again, one has to be careful about these items if one wants to be machmir lechatchila for the shach and the marshal. Yeah.
Now what if, some of us put kishki in our chalent. You take kishki at first, you put it in its own bowl, it cools down.
I'm saying, so as long as it's cooled down, it's okay. But kishki is a davar gush, it'll be the same thing.
But then putting your hot chalent onto that kishki.
Putting the davar gush, but ain't bishel achar bishel. It's already cooked. Something that's already cooked, that's solid, it's not a problem. Right. Good. Finally, last point to mention, and that is kli shlishi. So you spoke about kli rishon, iri kli rishon, kli sheni. Iri kli sheni has the status of a kli shlishi. Doesn't have the status of a kli rishon. What about kli shlishi? So the fascinating element about this is that it is nowhere in Shas. Nowhere in Shas do we see a discussion of kli shlishi. All we have is kli sheni enam avashel. And we're machmir because of kali bishel. So what about kli shlishi? The fact that it's nowhere in Shas tells me what? So rov haposkim assume it tells me that there is no difference between a kli sheni and a kli shlishi. That's why the Gemara doesn't talk about it. Because there's no difference. You know it doesn't go by temperature, and you know Kali Bishel even cook in a Kli Shleini, so Kali Bishel would even cook in a Kli Shlishi, and Revi, and Chamishi. That is the assumption of the Chazon Ish in Source 14. That's the assumption of the Aruch HaShulchan in Source 15. That is the assumption of many, that it doesn't say it anywhere, so therefore it must be that there is no distinction. And this is the famous Psak of Ramosha Feinstein, that the Minhag Olam is to rely on this Ramosha. Would say there are many, but at least 5 to 10 very famous Ramoshas that the world relies on, like Hall of Yisrael, like among others. But one of them is right here, Kli Shlishi. Ramosha says, you know why it's nowhere in Shas? Because it's for sure mutter. Kali Bishol, okay, got to be Machmer and a Kli Sheni. Kli Shlishi cooks nothing. That's Ramosha's Heter. Again, not the Dover Gush, but liquid, anything regular in a Kli Shlishi doesn't cook anything. Whatever you want to put into a Kli Shlishi, no problem. That is the Chiddush of Rav Moshe. And that's what he writes in source number 16. Rav Moshe in Dalai and Dalai Tesvav, one of the questions that Rabbi Eider asked him, Lanias Daiti, Lonira Kla, Lomar, Dika Dvarm Shem Isbashlim Bekli Shlishi, Delo Matzinu, Elisha Bekli Sheni, Yish Dvarm Ham Isbashlim, Ubekli Shlishi, Lo Matzinu. Right? And don't tell me because the tea makes it red, because you have that by iced tea also. The color, making something color, doesn't mean that it's cooking. Right? So says Rav Moshe, because it's not here, It is not that, but that's why the minhag olam is to rely on Rav Moshe to put tea bags into a kli shlishi. I gave you that Rav Soloveitchik that I told you about before in Nefesh HaRav. In source 18, he quotes the Mishnah Berurah to be machmer by tei for Rabbeinu Amar v'zeh loshen shehasaba shelo haya medaktek b'mitzvos. My grandfather Rav Chaim also did some mitzvos. V'haya mishtamish b'saki otei b'kli sheni. V'afuwa yinoeg acharav l'hakal b'zeh gamkin. Okay, the Rav felt that tea bag was not kalei b'shot. So if somebody has that misora, wonderful. But again, the minhag olam is to be mekel like Rav Moshe. If one wants to be machmer l'chadchila to wait till something cools down, you know, then one could do that. But if one relies on Rav Moshe, definitely yesh mi'amal l'smach. What we didn't talk about was one other source of heat, which the Gemara mentions, and that is bachama, in the sun. Cooking in the sun on Shabbos is mutter. One is mutter allowed to cook in the sun on Shabbos. There's no problem. It's Beforish Gemara in Parakira. Because that's not the definition of cooking. Cooking means in fire or something cooked by the fire. Rashi says there, Ein derech mishul bakach. You don't cook. But the Gemara says that toldas shemesh is also derabanan, we paskin. Actual sun is mutter. Something that was heated by the sun, cooking in that is also derabanan because it can be confused with toldas ish. Toldas shemesh, azal toldas ish. Chazal say, yafek koach ha-ben mikoach ha-av. Right, the son is stronger. Son, the S-O-N, is stronger than the father, the son, S-U-N. Right, the son, yeah, because Shemesh is mutter, and told the Shemesh is Asa Drabanan. So the issue of Dud Shemesh, which comes up in Eretz Yisrael, much more than it comes up in Chutz La'aretz, that's the major issue. When this first came up, 90 years ago, 1930s, when the Yishuv was still, so that's where, yeah, the major machlokas, my major, like, what is the water in the Dud? Is that cooking, being cooked directly from the sun, then it's mutter. Or is it being cooked from toldas shemesh? Toldas shemesh is also drabanan. Is it being cooked by any of the elements inside? So that's the question. Also, when cold water comes in, that cold water that's being cooked by the other water inside, that's for sure toldas shemesh. That's for sure toldas shemesh. That if it goes in a way that it's being cooked by the other water. Got to know exactly. Different shemeshes work different ways. But Rosh Shlomo Zalman, I mentioned this in the daf a couple of days ago, Rosh Shlomo Zalman felt that even if one finds a heter, he wasn't so comfortable with it. Again, there are poskim that matir, because we see there's a gzeira, toldas shemesh, also toldas esh. So he says everybody in the winter puts on the switch, so it's heated by the electrical elements in the same mechanism. So he says, just because it's a certain time when I'm not using the electrical elements, but if we have a gzeira, toldas shemesh, also toldas esh, l'chora, within the same kli, we should have such a gzeira. If it's the same. So that's why he wasn't comfortable with it. Again, one has to ask the local authority in terms of what to do. So somebody has a posting that says that it's mutter, somebody has a posting that says not. Either way, that is the issue. Also, we spoke about microwaves a couple of days ago in the daf, also relating to toldas shemesh, but that's not for now. Okay. There's a lot more, but at least we got our feet wet into Kli Rishon all the way through Kli Shlishi, and Rav Hashem will have some more time to do some of these inyanim. The Sechah Shabbos is jam-packed, but so we had a halacha l'maisa tonight.